Last week we spoke about reyach, the aroma of food, basically dry, solid foods. And we said that the maisa b'dieved is very rare that that could really cause problems. But the chatchila, you don't bake things together either, or milchik fleishik, or treif and kosher, or whatever. Now we're going to speak about something more serious, a problem, zeya, the steam. Basically, it applies to liquid foods, whether they're being baked or cooked or whatever, but liquids, mamish liquids. And solid foods that have liquid in them, only if it's very noticeable steam is it considered steam. If not, then it goes into what we spoke about last week and it's just considered reyach. But if you have a solid food that has a lot of liquid and you can see real steam coming from it, then the halachas of steam apply, not just the halachas of reyach, of aroma. Okay. So now, part of this, we're not going to discuss now, we're going to discuss at a different time later, not later, later, meaning later on in the series, and that is using an oven for milchiks and fleishiks, under what conditions you can or whatever, but it has to do with this idea of zeya. Right now we're just going to speak about things that affect other things when they're cooked together or whatever, and there's steam that affects one to the other at the time of the cooking, what are the problems or things that could affect after the cooking, but not ovens per se. Ovens we'll get to at a different time. Okay. So first of all, like we said, this halacha only applies to liquids and only to solids when it's clearly that there's an abundance of steam that you can see coming from the solid thing. Okay. The one of the implications of this is the following. Something that we've spoke about a few years ago, Lagabi Pesach, and then it became a big deal. If you have a hood over your oven, over your stove, not over your oven, stove, and you have pots of soup or whatever cooking there, and the steam goes up and hits the hood. Or people have a double oven and the top oven overhangs the burners, so the steam goes up and into the bottom of the thing, the bottom of the overhang. Okay, so now the problem is like this: if the overhang is so low that when the steam hits it, it's still yadsel lettuce bow, then it's a problem. If by the time the steam gets up there, it's already cooled off to less than yadsel lettuce bow, you put your hand and see, right? Is the and steam dissipates very quickly, especially when it's in the open air. So most of the time, it's not going to be a problem because it's high enough and it's open enough that the steam will dissipate and it's not going to make that shelf or whatever that overhangs a yatzel lettuce bowl. Right, right. So that, but if it is, then what happens is that it's going to, if you have milchiks cooking today and tomorrow you cook fleishiks, so the top thing is treif, because there's milchus and fleishiks absorbed into it. If it's hot enough that the steam hits it when it's yatzel lettuce bo, then today's steam went in milchik and tomorrow's steam went in fleishik and you have milchus and fleishiks. Now the next day you cook a par of a thing, but that par of a thing is going to heat up the top and maybe fall back and it becomes treif. Because it now, that paro thing is absorbed milchiks and fleishiks into it from the top, which had absorbed milchiks and fleishiks. And now it may just go back into your pots and drip back down. If that is a realistic chashash, it's a problem. Most of the time, it's not the case. Most of the time, it's opened, it's high enough, it doesn't become yatzel lettuce bow, and therefore the top never became treif. It never absorbed milchiks and fleishiks. It's just that there's milchik and fleishik there and it probably doesn't drip back in. Whatever is dry is dry. You know where it is a problem? If you have things hanging there, like ladles and whatever, over the steam of your pots, even if it doesn't hit it when it's yatzel lettuce bow, so it doesn't make it treif, but it coats it with milchik or fleishik or whatever, and then you have a problem. So then those things have to be washed off, and they shouldn't be kept there. So again, this problem with an overhang or a hood is only a problem if it's close enough that the things are yatzo lettuce bow, and it's not so open that that it's not going to dissipate and get cooler either by the height or by the fact that it just dissipates into the air. If you have something that neither of those things are significant, doesn't dissipate into the air, and it's not high enough to become less than yatzo lettuce bow, then there's a problem, and then you should ask what to do.
What is yatzo lettuce bow? The actual thing or the steam? Or?
No, that the steam hits that when the steam is still yatzo lettuce bow. It hasn't cooled down, right, significantly, that it's less than, it's just warm and not hot. That's it. Okay, another thing that could, could be a problem is if you have salt shakers or something that you put directly over a pot of fleishika soup, and you pour the salt while the steam is rising, and it goes into the salt shaker, and usually that doesn't happen because you burn your hand if you put it directly in the way of the thing. So things, yeah, no? If it's that hot steam? What? Right, I'm saying. So usually, if you're pouring the thing from
just shaking it in, it doesn't have to be, even if it's very hot, it wouldn't burn your hand if you're just shaking it in like this and the steam will go into the salt.
Okay, but that's a problem. You shouldn't do that because it's going to make the salt shaker fleishik or milchik, and then, but so you should be careful not to shake it in a case where the steam is coming out. That's all.
Or a separate fleishik or milchik.
What? Or you have, yeah, or
a kettle of water. Pouring a kettle of water into a fleishik pot.
Yeah.
The water is like coming out, it's like pushing the steam away. Is that still a problem? Somebody else.
Again, what's the case?
Pouring hot water from kettle.
Yeah.
Into a pot of boiling steam.
And the pot of boiling soup. And the steam is coming up into the pot, and your pot is parv, and now you're afraid that it's becoming fleishik because the soup is fleishik. If the steam hits the pot hot, then it's a problem. If it doesn't hit the pot hot for whatever reason, right? You have a fan going and it blows it away, or the water, right? If that's a metzias, then it depends really what the case is. What's the fact?
When it's a chibur or something?
We don't know that there needs a chibur in these things. That it doesn't trace the top thing from nitzuk. But the problem is only the steam. Okay.
With the salt shaker that becomes fleshy through the steam, so you can't use it for milchiks already?
Then the salt shaker is fleshik. Right, not only salt shaker fleishik, mustama, the salt inside got the steam in it. That's the problem. That's
what the salt shaker. The
huh?
Ketchup bottles, all these things are the same.
Yeah, but nobody puts ketchup into hot steam, right? You don't put it when there's hot steam coming out. What?
Yeah.
Or like spices when you're like not salt right. And pepper, but others like the spice containers or whatever.
Right.
Is there a difference if you pour it direct, like straight over?
Yeah, or yeah. The difference is with just a rafi. The difference is the steam hitting the thing when it's hot and therefore makes a problem, or are you putting it in a way that the steam doesn't hit it when it's hot? That's all. It's just, it depends on the fact. Right? The fact of the matter is are you, and again, I can't imagine that if you're holding it directly over and the steam's hitting you, that you're going to be able to do that. It's burning your hand. If the steam is really hot. Elamai, you put it a little bit higher, and by that time the steam isn't that hot. You don't put it right on top of the pot where your hand and your hand is gonna. Okay, I don't know.
The Ramoshi gives two.
Yeah.
The Ramoshi gives two temperatures. Yatz lettuce bowl. Is this the more cooler or chumra?
The you have to be machmer the more. It's 110 degrees, something like that.
105.
Yatzo lettuce bow can be, it's about 110 degrees. Less than 110 degrees, not yatzo lettuce. 110 degrees. For this, what?
Yatzalitisbo for this is different than it is for Shabbos.
There's all different shitas, but for this to be hot, to absorb, right, to be considered bishul or whatever, even that, I don't know if anybody. 105 degrees is a fever. People don't have what's it called, foreheads that are yatzal letters.
Adults don't have 105 degrees.
105 degrees is a very, very strong fever. You could still be alive and have 105, 104. Children have 104, 105 degrees. They're not yatzal. You can't cook an egg on their forehead.
In the United States, legally the hottest spot is only allowed to be 104 degrees.
The hottest spot? What do you mean?
Spa.
Oh, spa.
A spa. Going to 104 degrees, after that, it's too hot for it's too dangerous.
I hear. Okay, but in case, 105 degrees, I'm going to think it's a fever. It's the thing that Rav Shlomo Zalman, no matter everybody holds like 110 degrees, I think Shmir Shabbos goes, 110 degrees is yet. So that is less than that even for Shabbos and that. Okay. Okay, what else? A closed pot. There, for sure, the steam hits the lid. So if you put a fleishika lid on a milchika pot, right, with milchiks in it, you have a problem. There's a problem. And the opposite also true, or something trafe in it, that's a problem. Not only is it a problem with the lid, that the lid becomes trafe, but the steam then goes back into the food, and the food is trafe. So that's that. If you have a problem like that, you use a wrong lid, right, then you should ask a shayla, for sure.
Well, wouldn't it be both to the shishim?
Nah, so why is it shishim? The lid is not 60 times as much. No. You have to go with the whole lid. That's how you make cheshbon. What it could be is that the lid maybe is not ben yoma, and therefore it's not also what comes back in, but it's a problem. So you have to ask a shayla. The ovens we said we will speak about, and things that are in path of the steam there, if it's hot enough to make it treif or to make it basar b'chalav or whatever, that's a more serious problem. But even if it's not hot, if you have, like we said, silverware or something hanging above, or utensils hanging above your oven, even if the steam is not that hot but it covers it with milchiks or fleishiks, so then you still have a problem. It may not make the thing treif, but the maisa, it's either milchik or it's fleishik, and you have to, what's it called, wash it off or whatever before you use it for the opposite thing. It's not part of it anymore, whatever. So that is a consideration. Okay, any questions on this? Yeah.
Does it matter what the surface above the oven is? Like, let's say there's a cabinet hanging above the oven that's wood or something.
Wood, metal is all the same thing.
It's all the same thing.
Yeah, if the steam is yatzal edisbo. The only difference would be whether how much of the cabinet's going to become osir. If it's metal, then we say that if part of it's hot, all of it's hot, and the thing goes in the whole thing. By wood, probably if it's a liquid thing that's hot, like steam, the steam, it also goes into the whole thing.
And those fans, you know, they have these overhang fans that...
Fans, yeah.
Yeah, those... hoods,
yeah, right.
Exhaust the hoods. So does that eliminate the problem completely, or is it still a problem?
If there's a fan, by the time the steam hits the surface there, it's not yet
so
let us.
So they can be used interchangeably.
Usually, again, you have to put your hand there and say if it's hot or it's just warm. If it's just warm, right, then it's not a problem, and it doesn't become trafe, and we're not afraid that something's going to come back in. Right, unless you have it at the same exact time.
So then the fan cools off the steam? Is that it, or what?
I don't know. I don't have one. Right, sucks it in, but I would imagine that that process also cools it off. Mm-hmm. And it depends how high it is also over the thing.
But
in order to be really
low,
hot, it has to be pretty low. Mm-hmm. But if it's pretty low, you can't really use your stove. In order to be able to use the stove properly, right, you can't have this thing. Usually hoods are higher, no? I don't know. Again, it depends on the metzias. I don't have too much to do with stoves, so what's it called? The credit of my wife. They don't trust me with it anyway. So what to do? Okay. All right, but you have to check it. And what's it called? I don't have a hood. We don't have an overhang, and so it doesn't really make a difference. But Pesach, then what's it called? That's when we came to the thing. because then it's all chametz the whole year, and you have this thing above your stove which may have things, chametz dripping in, right, that's caked on. That was the problem. Wasn't so much treif or that it's the thing became, you know, balua, but there's an excess of what's it called, of mamoshes, right? There's substance that cakes on these things, and then chametz is also b'mashu, a little bit for a crumb falls in, you have a big problem. So there we said that you should put aluminum foil, clean it off good, and put aluminum foil to avoid the problem. But the whole year, it's like I said, you have to check it, but it's usually I can't imagine that most of the times it would be a problem. Most of the time it's probably not going to be a problem.